Good morning and you're very welcome to the programme. Today, Dublin City was thronged with weekend drinkers. Brian O'Connell tells us what the pubs were like in Cork and what could be the implications for controlling the virus. Cervical check resumes today, but how big is the backlog? We speak to HSE Chief Clinical Officer Colm Henry. Continued uncertainty over schools reopening in September. We'll look at how other countries have done it. Your staycation might be booked, but what to listen to on the road? Rising Times Shay Byrne is here with some suggestions. And we want to hear your thoughts. And Cliona Foley and Damien Lawler are here with all the weekend sport. All that and lots more to come between now and 12 o'clock. If you'd like to contact the programme, you can text us on 51551. You can tweet at Today Radio RTE or email todayradio@rte.ie. Now, crowds of people milling outside Dublin pubs have left many people angry. But what was the picture around the rest of the country? Well, our reporter Brian O'Connell spent part of Saturday night in Cork City Centre. And Brian, let's hear from some of those you met.
We've been locked down for the last 3 or 4 months. People are just sick to their teeth. Enough is enough. I haven't heard of one person that died from the flu. I think it's all false media. I think we should start realising what Trump is saying, false media.
And when you were out tonight, did you have to have food and did you have to book into the bar and all that stuff?
No,
okay. And were people socially distancing? Like, were people staying away from each other, do you think, in general terms?
No.
This is not the Irish culture. We're not used to this. We're a drinking population, and look, enough's enough, so look.
What about the social distancing? Because that's the thing people will be concerned about. Are people staying apart?
No.
No social distancing?
Never. It will never happen because...
You have a few drinks.
Yes, and you're normal, but... I want to ask the question, why are we social distancing? Because of COVID-19.
Yes.
To me, in my heart and soul, there is no COVID-19.
You don't believe in it?
Personally, no.
It's all gone overboard. Like, for the last 3 or 4 months, we're glued to the news, how many deaths, how many have it now. But it's coming down and coming down.
But isn't that why we should be vigilant? Isn't that why we should keep apart from each other? Stick to the guidelines.
I agree. We all keep to the guidelines, but I think it's false media again. I don't know what to believe at this stage, so look, we just have to carry on in life. And
do you think we should be able to go out, mingle, like you are?
Big time. It's happening.
It doesn't seem tonight was too much different to a Saturday night a couple of months ago for you.
No, it's normal. It's the same in the pubs. It's normal if you think about it.
Well, obviously, some of those views the WHO and the HSE would clearly take issue with, and indeed there are many grieving families for whom COVID is a definite reality. But some very strong views there, Brian.
Yes, I mean, I suppose what we should say firstly is what they have done in Cork City Centre is pedestrianised some areas of the city and allowed some bars and restaurants to have additional seating on the street. So, for example, Princess Street is closed to traffic. Tables and chairs and restaurants on the street and bars will share that space. So, essentially, this means there you don't have the large groups of people standing around drinking outside bars. They're seated and they are eating. So there's been lots of good examples of that. But as you heard there, I met quite a few people on Saturday night who were ignoring the guidelines and the regulations. They were actually, as you probably heard in that clip, slightly hostile towards them. And in some cases, some of the bars were clearly not adhering to the guidelines either. I'm just going to bring you one other person I met as well who was in that category. This is about 10 p.m. It was in the city centre on Saturday night. And this man felt that even though those tables and chairs were outside and they were 1 metre apart, he felt we shouldn't be congregating even under those guidelines. He had also just come from a bar in a different part of Cork City Centre. He was able to buy a drink. He didn't have to buy food. There was no social distancing. So I asked him about that.
So where you were earlier, where you had your drink, were people eating?
No, they were all sitting around having a number of drinks.
And did anybody say to you when you ordered your drink, you know now you have to order food?
No. Nobody did. I think there's a lot of people, they're sitting around tables, probably a lot of them are probably, they could be from the same household, possibly, but I don't think so. But they're friends and people that are acquainted, 4 and 6 people, and they're sitting around tables and they're drinking multiple drinks. To a degree, they couldn't all be from the same household. I'd be very afraid of it. I'd be very afraid of the pub thing. And I think I know Tony Holohan said back some time ago that the one area where he was afraid of opening up was nightclubs and bars. And in other countries, there were the big outbreaks. In Korea and other countries, there were the big outbreaks.
Were people socially distancing where you were earlier?
Not really, no.
But the irony is, in a way, if you don't mind me saying, you were saying to me that you're worried there could be a second outbreak, but yet you yourself went in, you had a pint.
Yeah.
You didn't have the food.
Yeah, I didn't have the food.
What would it have made a difference if you'd had food, actually?
I don't think it would. But I see it being a problem because of the volumes of people that are coming to the bars.
And did anybody say to you as well, by the way, you've 105 minutes here and that's it?
Nobody said that, no. The rule is not being adhered to. Like, there's too much of a crowd in together. And I think that's the big danger, like, going forward into the autumn. If you get big groups of people in an enclosed space, even whether it's inside or outside, I think it's dangerous.
And on the food issues then, Brian, you met people who were also on something of a pub crawl, basically, and they were simply ordering food in each.
Yes, throughout the night, Saturday night, I was meeting groups who were raising questions about the food side of things. Some were buying it and just not eating it. Some people were buying dishes between them and sharing it. And then some were going from bar to bar. So, as we know, pubs are only allowed to serve alcohol to customers who purchase a substantial meal costing at least €9. Now, let's hear from a group of women I met in this clip. They had been in several bars, although it was quite difficult to get into a bar, they told me. But then the second group you're going to hear in this clip, they were talking about how hard it is to get an actual slot in a bar.
So we got to go and be our normal selves.
Was it completely like a normal Saturday night?
No, not at all. You're not allowed to touch the bar, you're not allowed to do anything, but you're allowed to be yourself, like, but you have to sit down, like.
And what about the food then? So did you have to buy food?
Yeah, what did we get? We got chicken wings. Like, we weren't going to get a full-on dinner, like, so we... Yeah.
I think it's 105 minutes is your limit.
Oh, it was like, very like that. You had to be out, like, yeah. You did. Once you were done, you had to be gone, like.
Gone.
Yeah.
Could you have gone in and sat down and not ordered food, do you think?
No. Yeah. Oh, God, not.
Definitely not.
No, I don't think so. Not at all.
Because I'm looking around some of the bars in the last half hour and there's very few people eating.
But there's people getting food, like, at the first, like, say, the first 20 minutes. Like, the next part, like, they're not, like, it's just all about drunk then, like, for dinner, like. Yeah.
So every pub you went into, you had to get
you
the
thought
food.
You had to buy food.
You thought you had to. You had to book in everywhere?
Yeah,
you
everywhere.
Can't just walk up and say, I'm
like,
going to go in here.
Even today we tried to walk up to a pub and he was like, we're completely booked out. Like, there's no way we can give you a table. And we're like,
no.
Like, even though we had food a while ago, we're like, oh, we'll go to another bar and we'll have, like, chicken wings, whatever.
More food.
It's different. Like, it is.
You were out tonight. What was it like?
So we went to a pub. It was very social distance. Got food. Kind of annoying, though, that we had to leave after an hour and 45 minutes because
So did someone literally come up to you and say, this is your time?
Yeah, he was like, you've 5 minutes, you've 3 minutes, you've 2 minutes. So, like, I suppose when you're going out for food and drinks, like, you kind of want to relax and, like, have your drinks and have your food. But, like, at the same time, it was nice to have, like, some bit of normality, like.
And were you kept 1 to 2 metres away from people who were near
you? Yeah, we were, like, completely away from everyone else.
That is the thing, that you need to have it booked. You're looking for a bar now, you're not going to get in
so
anywhere.
You'd want to have it, like, literally booked, like, a week in advance because, like, you're not going to get a slot otherwise, I think, really.
Now, the Licensed Fitness Association has been out on this, Brian.
Has said it utterly condemns the scenes in Dublin. It's no way acceptable and completely jeopardises public health. The LVA also said it supports measures being taken by Gardaí to manage these issues. It criticised the fact people are drinking alcohol from off licences on the streets, saying it presents a terrible image of our city centre and it potentially is extremely damaging to public health. I did notice a lot of people were drinking carry-out alcohol over Saturday night, the 3 or 4 hours that I was in the city centre. There seemed to be a lot more people with cans of beer in their hands walking around, so that possibly is an issue.
All right, Brian O'Connell, thank you very much for joining me with that. Now, images shared on social media on Saturday night showed the Dame Lane area of Dublin City thronged with revellers. There was no social distancing evident and people are now worried what implications this will have for the weeks to come. It was the first weekend since lockdown that some pubs were allowed to reopen, and as Brian was just saying there, the Licensed Fitness Association condemned the scenes over the weekend. Well, in a moment I'll be joined by Padraig Crippen, who is Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. But first, I'm joined by Laura Durkin, Consultant Rheumatologist at Beaumont Hospital, who witnessed the scenes at first hand. And Laura, thank you very much for joining me this morning. Can you tell me exactly what you saw in Dublin City Centre on Saturday night?
Of course, Sarah. Good morning. So on Saturday, we went for our first night out in a very long time, just out for dinner. And we took a walk into town to get some ice cream after our dinner. And we walked that route that was described there, kind of up Grafton Street, around by Wicklow Street and out by Georgia Street. And at first, you know, it was such a lovely treat to be out. But it very quickly became apparent that there was, you know, like a festival in the city. There was people everywhere drinking. They were drinking takeaway pints. They were drinking cans. There was no social distancing. And it was really, you know, whilst it was absolutely lovely to see places open and to see people out, it was absolutely horrendous to see the lack of social distancing. And I suppose all of this can't be at the cost of the our public safety. Do you know, we haven't eradicated COVID-19. We're still seeing cases pop up in the community, and we're not New Zealand. You know, it's been really nice to see people out and about, but we need to change in the rules regarding takeout drinks now that the licensed premises are open. I mean, we can't have a scenario where the police are being expected to kind of control a crowd who are not taking individual responsibility. And it's equally unfair to the pubs to be kind of held responsible for this horrendous behaviour. It was quite awful, to be honest.
And when you say a change the rules on takeout drinks, what would you like to see happen there?
So most of the people that we saw kind of out on the street all had kind of plastic cups with their pints and cocktails in plastic cups. And some of them had cans that they'd obviously brought themselves. As we open up the pubs, it would be nice to see people go into the pubs and abide by the rules, because it sounds to me like the pubs are actually doing their very best. But while people can take a drink and stand and have it outside, it's impossible for anyone to control that. And the 100-metre rule from the pubs is kind of a very arbitrary thing, and is impossible if you have multiple pubs in one area, as we have in the city centre.
A lot of people, I think the message that a lot of people have received over the last couple of weeks, Laura, is that outside is safer. It's safer to be outside, and once you're outside, you know, the risk of contracting the virus is pretty low. So would that not have applied to what you saw on Saturday?
So when people talk about outside being safer, what they generally mean is that it's much easier to distance outside, and we have much better ventilation outside. So we should be able to keep further away from people because we're not constrained by walls. It's not that it's impossible to get a droplet-mediated infection outside. Of course it is. And these people were right up on top of each other. There would be no difference to them being inside or outside, really.
Do you think hard decisions need to be made now in regard to the pubs and as to whether or not they can be opened or not?
So I don't think this is a hard decision at all. I think the pubs themselves will take responsibility for their own premises. I think we just have to stop them giving the takeout drinks that are happening out on the street. I don't think it's a very tough decision at all. I think it would be really straightforward, and I think everyone would be in favour of that.
And yet we heard there from someone on Brian's report from Cork saying that even inside the pubs, some of the pubs that this man was in, he felt that there wasn't social distancing going on. Lots of groups from different households sitting around, not ordering food, staying there well beyond the allotted time slot.
Well, I think that will have to be policed. You know, once the rules are put in place for inside the pubs, that will have to be something that's abided to. To be honest, Sarah, I found that piece really, really difficult to listen to and really disrespectful to everyone who's lost family members. And I thought that was horrendous. And I think that we need to have some kind of a strong national voice on what is and what isn't appropriate behaviour, because I think maybe people are losing the run of themselves a little bit.
You said in your tweet on Saturday night that you're really worried about 2 weeks' time.
Well, that's it. So, you know, we know now that, you know, it takes 9 to 14 days for people to manifest infections if they're going to be symptomatic from their infection. And we also know that asymptomatic spread happens all the time with COVID. So it isn't now that we'll see something immediately popping up. It's in 2 weeks' time when people will present being unwell, or people will be continuing to asymptomatically spread it to other people. So it is, we have to be hyper-vigilant, and the public are going to have to continue to be vigilant about this, and because it isn't gone.
All right, Laura, stay with us. As I said, we're also joined on the line by Pádraig Cribben, who is Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Pádraig, thank you very much for joining me this morning. Just some of the texts and emails we've got in from our listeners this morning. One person, Patricia, says, listening to your show, it's not just Dublin. I'm from the Midlands. A pub near me has had a festival-type atmosphere since Friday at 4 p.m. Lots of young people gathering. It's a disgrace. While Jura says, the publicans can't monitor people who get carryouts. That's the job of the Gardaí. I was in Kerry at the weekend. There was large groups of young people drinking outdoors. It's not only in Dublin City. What's your response to what you've heard this morning?
Well, I think, Sarah, that the the facts are that the overwhelming majority of publicans are operating in a responsible manner. They are not my words. They are my words. They're the words of the Minister for Justice based on the feedback from the Gardaí over the weekend. I think it's equally important to say that there is a small minority of publicans who are not following the guidelines, and we believe that they should be called out. We believe that they should actually be closed, and that the Gardaí should take it upon themselves to bring as much pressure as they can. I know that it's not easy for the Gardaí because the laws are somewhat restrictive. But I had two calls very late on Saturday night from two of our members who were concerned that they had a call from the Gardaí. Now, in this instance, the Gardaí had got it slightly wrong. They had said that they needed a restaurant certificate to be operating, which they didn't. But the Gardaí calling to a publican, telling them that they will object to the renewal of their licence, is sanction enough for people to be called to order. And look, the reality is it is a small minority. We believe that they're doing the trade irreparable damage. We believe they're doing their colleagues in the trade irreparable damage. And indeed, there's some of the public as well that are feeding into that. There is one other thing that, and I think in hindsight, we did call for it with foresight. We believed that all of the pubs should have been allowed open at the same time. Why? Number of reasons, but one of which was there was a pent-up demand for people to go out and get out after a lockdown. What we're now seeing is about 45% of pubs open with very big crowds trying to get into restricted numbers. If all of the pubs had been open, I think that we would see less of what we're seeing. But some of what we're seeing is certainly not acceptable. And people following the guidelines, again, is not acceptable.
Would you agree with Laura Durkin that takeout drinks cause a big problem here?
Yes, they're absolutely a major contributory factor. Whether those takeout drinks are coming from the supermarket trade or whether they're coming from publicans who are serving takeout.
Yeah, she's talking specifically about publicans who are serving takeout and going outside and standing on the street, which is what we saw in Dame Lane. Should that be stopped?
I think it should be stopped right now because if it's not in a controlled manner, it's certainly going to aggravate the scenes that we saw on Saturday night in various places. And it is, bear in mind, it is illegal to allow consumption of alcohol sold on the premises to be consumed within 100 metres. I know it makes it, when you have very big crowds like you had in one or two places on Saturday night, it makes it very difficult for the Gardaí to implement that. And the easiest way to implement it is not to allow it in the first place.
Just on the role of the public, you mentioned the public responsibility, and Justice Minister Helen McEntee has also urged the public to take responsibility when going to pubs. But again, some of our texts on this, Margaret in Galway says, Sarah, I think that unfortunately the Irish and alcohol just don't mix. Either we close all the bars and nightclubs indefinitely or we just forget about containing COVID, sadly. And then another person says, so after the crowds that we saw in the bars this weekend, it's clear that people don't have the cop on to socially distance themselves, so it's time for the government to step in. Bars and off licences need to be closed down for the long term for all of our safety. That comes from Sharon in Westmeath. What do you make of that, Bourke? Is this something that can be controlled when alcohol is involved?
I don't accept that. I mean, if you go back to the information back from the Gardaí over the weekend, the overwhelming majority of both the public and the publicans were responsible. And there is no way that, I mean, bear in mind, not alone have we 7,100 publicans involved here. We've 50,000 to 70,000 people employed directly and indirectly. So it's not correct to say that everybody has been irresponsible. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been in a number of pubs myself since Monday of last week, and I had to supply my details, telephone numbers, etc., for contact tracing. The vast majority of people are doing it correctly. Yes, there is a minority, and I think we need to weed out that minority. Okay.
Just finally, on that work on weeding out the minority, can we expect to see scenes like that again next weekend?
I don't honestly know is the answer. I would certainly hope not, and I would hope that
is that good enough? Because I mean, Laura is telling us there she's worried about what she's going to see in the hospitals in 2 weeks' time. Is it good enough to say we hope this won't happen again next weekend?
I think what we need to see happen in the intervening period is I think the Gardaí need to be very strong with those outlets that were contributing to this and that they need to visit those and make it very clear to them that come September there will be significant objections to the renewal of their licence. And that, by the way, is taking their livelihood away. You can't have stronger sanctions than that.
All right, Pádraig, we'll have to leave it there.
It's not about hopefully, it's about the action that needs to be taken in the next couple of
days. All right, Pádraig Cribben, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, and before that, Dr. Laura Durkin, Consultant Rheumatologist in Beaumont Hospital. Thank you both very much for joining me.